D. Mace, Finnegan, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, the game, broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Finnegan here with you, joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans reporter, Teron Davenport. Hello, Teron, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
It is going well, and as I understand it, starting tomorrow, every Tuesday, you will be joining Jake Lyman on Next Man Up from 9 to noon. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, the new show, and I'll be a part of it. Looking forward to it. He and Paul Kaharsky did a great job this morning, so we'll just carry the torch.
So, Teron, of course, you were at practice yesterday. I know that you are prohibited from giving specifics, but it has been reported that Brian Callahan had some harsh words for his offense yesterday. Could you see this outburst, for lack of a better word, from Callahan coming based on how the offense has performed so far in training camp?
Yeah, and especially that day in particular. He has spoken before practice and talked about how excited he was to see them get back into some red zone stuff. They started off well, but it really was a matter of nothing being available for them in the secondary as far as the DBs locking stuff down. And then you also look at the guys up front. They were getting pressure, and they just couldn't really do anything on offense. It was bad.
I was going to ask you, what specifically has concerned the Titans' offensive coaching staff about the performance of the unit in the padded practices?
Well, it's a mixture of things, and I think the biggest thing is just the inefficiency. That's something that they hate to have. And, I mean, you know, some of the situations they were in, like back against the wall, you know, they're backed up and they got to dig out of it, and they weren't able to do it. So, I mean, it's a mixture of all things. There isn't just one particular one. There's different areas where they're failing.
Teron, a couple of weeks ago, you warned us before training camp started that people are going to overreact to Cam Ward's interceptions and Cam Ward's touchdowns. And yep. Cam Ward has thrown plenty of picks. He's had some balls that probably should have been intercepted that weren't. So I'm going to introduce the Chicken Little scale here for you. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the sky is falling, because that's what Chicken Little used to say, where are you on Cam Ward and his performance through the first couple of weeks of training camp?
I would say a 2. I haven't seen enough to where I would tell fans to be overly concerned. And I haven't seen enough to where it's like, okay, you know what? AFC South Championship. It's neither of them. And this is something I always say, you know, when you get practice, you got to understand, like, it's a time where you're trying things out. It's a time where you're seeing what you could do, even for a veteran. But this guy's a rookie. He's still figuring out how the DBs read, how the linebackers diagnose. Like, all these things are still things he's getting used to. So I'm not making excuses, because he has to play better, and he'll tell you that. But what I am saying is, this is still a process for him. It's early in the process, and there's more that he's going to learn. He's going to get better at some point, and not to get too worried.
Now, Teron, do you think it's more so of is he picking? Do you think he's picking up the offense the way Callahan wants him to? I know they, you know, whether it be just the mood of practice or things are not sort of going the way they want it to go schematically. And there may be some hits and misses here and there. But do you think Callahan is satisfied with what Cam is learning and how he's learning it?
Yeah, I think he's fully satisfied with how Cam is picking up the offense. I don't think that's an issue. I think it's more the execution part of it. And it's not always on him, right? Mm-hmm. And that's something that Nick Holtz told me when I asked him about the interceptions and each of them having their own story. And he said, man, it's not always on the quarterback. And he's 100% right. I mean, you look at the Chig Okonkwo interception. Chig didn't read hot, and, you know, Cam threw the ball and Woods picked it off. It's just something that happened.
Now, how do you the running back position? I'm starting to hear a lot of buzz about Tajay Spears now. Obviously, for Tajay, he's going into his third year and he wants to be more of the focal, more focal point of running a football or just being out there. What are you seeing from him early on?
It's just juice, man, and energy, and the way he hits the holes is really good. Like, I mean, he hits those things, and you see him explode through, and it's just almost satisfied somebody there. Sorry about that. You see him just be able to accelerate away from the defense, you know what I mean? And that's something that you want to see. He finishes every run by running all the way to the end zone, so you have that too. It's just, there's a vibe that's coming off of him that I think is really good.
Now, we know Jeffrey Simmons looks like a different player out there. It's noticeable, not just the weight loss. I think the way he's moving, he seems like he's back to 2 years ago Jeffrey Simmons. What do you see from the defense as a whole?
You know, they're working a lot more. Like, you could see the coordination as far as the pass rush is concerned. And it's interesting because talking to Arden Key, talking to Sammy Oladejo and Draymond Jones and those guys, they're making a conscious effort not to overrun the pocket. So in other words, they're trying to not go beyond 7 yards deep. You know what I mean? And in their corner right after that 7 yards. And that's something that, you know, you didn't see as much before. And if you look at last year, a lot of the runs, right, it came when the quarterback stepped up and slid to either side and found an escape lane. That's how the quarterback runs happen. So they're working together. And you actually see that push coming from the interior, right, with Jeffrey Simmons and some of the other guys. And then the other thing is, you know, they're realizing, hey, if the journey's over, get your hands up. And that's leading to something that people are finding an issue with Cameron Ward with, and that's the tip pass.
We're talking to Teron Davenport, covering the Tennessee Titans, ESPN.com, and, of course, a big member of our family here on 102.5 The Game. So, TD, let's take it a little step further. I listened to Denard Wilson's press conference, his most recent one, and he was talking about some of the nuances that he's working with. He's got some of the new guys. He doesn't have all of his guys yet. We know Tavondre Sweat hasn't practiced the last few days. We still haven't seen Snead. Let's start with Snead, because I did hear him with somewhat conviction say he's our starter, right? So he appears to envision that Snead will be there when it counts.
Yeah, and that question was posed to him with the understanding that he's coming back, right? So when he comes back, yes, he's the starter. So you do have that, and I think you have Snead out there, a guy that plays like that, it helps everything because his coverage is sticky and he's very aggressive at the line of scrimmage. It buys extra time.
How concerned are you? Because one of the biggest question marks that this team has, and there's plenty of them, but this is among the top ones, is can they get pressure off of the edge? I've heard him talk about what he's seeing from Oladejo, and then there's a couple of other new guys that are in this mix. But do you like what you see so far beyond the scheme, but just in terms of some, because you got to have some of the horses, right? They need to find some guys who are good fits.
Well, that's the big problem, is they don't necessarily have any premier pass rushers. Nobody on the roster has a double-digit sacks. So you have that. But I think you mentioned not including the scheme, but I think the scheme itself is what's going to do it for them, as far as the different blitzes and things that they're doing in order to, you know, throw a lot at the quarterback. So, for me, it's more just everything being coordinated and together. Brian Callahan, Denard Wilson, they both talked about crushing the pocket from the interior. So, that places a big emphasis on Jeffrey Simmons. When they have him there, you're seeing Arden Key line up in there like he did before, just to kind of give a different look at length and speed, as opposed to the brute strength of a guy like Tavondre Sweat.
TD, this is one thing I thought of. I was listening to all the offensive assistants over the weekend, from Bill Callahan to the quarterback's coach to the offensive coordinator. They all were talking about, because you've got Denard Wilson installing his defense, which is, as we know, complex. It's about deception. It's about scheming your way into a pass rush, and what effect that's having on practice for Cam Ward, as opposed to, say, a you know, backup, a cover two, something a little simpler, which still can be effective. But at this stage of the learning curve for Cam Ward, what effect do you think that's having? Because it does seem like they all believe that's contributing to a lot of plays that look kind of ugly.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting a lot of looks. They're mixing stuff up in the secondary. Amani Hooker talked about the skies and things. And then on top of that, they're blitzing. And look, that's what you're going to see. That's what you do to a rookie quarterback, right? You try to confuse him with different coverages and mixing stuff up before and after the snap. And then you want to get after him, right? You want to pressure him. So it's only right that he sees it now. He's going to see it later this week in Tampa from Todd Bowles. And guess what? It's not going to get any easier in Atlanta as far as Raheem Morris and his scheme. They don't necessarily have the players, but James Pierce, from what I understand, is having a really good camp. And then you look even further, Minnesota and Brian Flores, and you know what he does. That's blitzkrieg all day. So he's going to bring all of Minneapolis with him and send that at Cam Ward on week three, if Cam plays.
Well, let's go back to Tampa, because that's what everybody is going to be looking at this week. How different is Tampa's defense than the one that Cam Ward has been seeing to this point in camp? What is unique about it?
Well, I think it's a little more aggressive. They work a lot more cover two, and that's interesting because, you know, they got that Tampa two that they work, and that means the linebackers carrying, you know, the seams and the routes down the middle, and that's an area where a lot of Ward's interceptions have happened. So I'm curious how that's going to work. I think it's similar in that, you know, one of their best pass rushers is a guy in the middle, right, in Vita Vey, and they will bounce him outside sometimes. I remember the last time they played, you know, they were taking turns going against Dillard and Petit Ferrer, right? Just, hey, it's your turn. Go get the sack. And now you get one. It was like Oprah, you know, you get one and you get one and you get one.
That game didn't go very well.
You know? No, not at all. So I think they're similar, you know, in that sense. So it'll be a good experience for them to see.
Teron, let's focus on the other side of the ball for those joint practices with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What should the Tennessee Titans defense expect from the Buccaneers offense? Baker Mayfield, who had sat out of some training camp practices with a sore right throwing hand, he is expected to be back. Of course, there's Mike Evans, but what sort of looks are you expecting the Buccaneers offense to give the Titans defense later this week?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good test for the secondary. Obviously, with Mike Evans, who is one of the best kept secrets in the league, he's a future Hall of Famer, and he doesn't even get any talk when you're looking at guys, you know, in the best of the league. But then you look at Emeka Ogbuka out of Ohio State. He's apparently having a good camp. So, you know, you're going to see a lot of that. Guys that get a chance to, you know, understand and a refresher on how it is. You got to play to the whistle because, like Cameron Ward, Baker Mayfield's going to try to extend the play, right? And he's going to try to make something happen.
I will forgive you for bringing up Emeka Okafor. Not a fan of his when he played at UConn. Not a fan of UConn in general. So I will forgive you for bringing up Emeka Okafor.
That team smashed both Duke and Vanderbilt in the 2004 NCAA tournament.
Yes.
Smashed everybody.
I know, Teron, that the Titans did not have media access today. What do you believe Cam Ward's workload is going to be in the preseason game this coming weekend against the Buccaneers?
Yeah, that's something. He's definitely going to play. That's for sure. But as far as the workload is concerned, from what I understand, it's not something that they have a definitive decision on yet, but they're still working through it. And then on top of that, they also are going to, you know, see how things go during the game, I would imagine. But from what I understand, whatever happens this week at the practice on Thursday, that's not going to dictate how much he does or doesn't play.
Teron Davenport, ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans reporter, joining us on D-Mace, Vingan and Donick. You can catch Teron with Jake Lyman on Next Man Up tomorrow from 9 to noon. Teron, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll listen to you tomorrow morning, and we'll talk next week.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you guys.